Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shar B'Tochen, Shir number 6. We're in Agdama. And another benefit of B'Tochen is freedom from worry. Omehem, another benefit of B'Tochen, Shabbatei Ha'Velikim, one who trusts in Hashem, Yivyeyu B'Tochen Elefanes Eslibay Minyan Yo'ilam, his trust in Hashem will be able to enable him to clear his mind of all the worries and busyness of this world, to be able to devote his thoughts and his mind and his heart to matters of avoda, to serving Hashem. When a person is worried, the worries constantly fill up his mind, and he has no place, or she has no place, for the thoughts in important matters of avodas Hashem. But if one becomes a Baal B'Tochen, one who trusts in Hashem, they become full of confidence. Foolish worries no longer distract them, and the mind is capable of dealing with the more important aspects of life. Now, the next piece, the author compares the Baal HaBitachin to a person who practices the art of alchemy, which is called Baal HaKameya. Now, in those days, they believed this. Whether it actually happened or not is not the point. The lesson is still there. They believed that certain individuals called alchemists or balkameyas had a secret process, took a lot of work and a lot of dedication. It was dangerous, but they were able to do it, they believed, to take base metals like tin, iron, copper, and change them into gold. And if a man had that secret and knew how to do that, he didn't have to worry about parnasa. So Baal B'Tochen is like that alchemist, not having to worry about parnasa and things of this world. So he will be similar in his tranquility of soul, his peace of mind, and the minimization of worry, not worrying so much about his affairs. He'll be similar to Baal HaKameya, like this alchemist, which they believed was able to do this. What was that they were able to do? They knew how to change silver to gold, and copper and zinc into silver, by means of certain knowledge and action. And then, now he's going to say, there's 10 advantages that someone who has faith and has bitachin in Hashem is greater than someone who practices this alchemy. Now, the Chayvus Avavus is illustrating this point. A man that has the secret, theoretically, would have access to all the wealth in the world. Buy cheap metals, copper and iron and things like that, and then use the technology to turn it into gold, and he has no worries. But there's 10 ways where Baal B'Tochen is more secure than even him. Tchilosan, number one. Shebaal HaKameya tzarich ledvar miyuchadim lemelacha. A Baal HaKameya needs specific things. He needs materials, he needs equipment to do his work, to change the metal into gold. Lo yugmar lo yidav azulasam. He can't accomplish anything without it. Lo yunsei b'chol eisa b'chol malkim. He won't find it at all times and in every place. But v'abiteyach be'elikim, one who truly trusts in Hashem, tarfei muftach lo yimikol siva misiva za'ilam. Then his sustenance can be assured one way or the other, whatever cause of the causes that Hashem will provide. In other words, that, yeah, we think we pick a profession, but the truth is we have to do some ishtadlis for the bracha to come in, most of us, but parnasa could come in many, many ways, many forms, and doing many, many things. There's no specific means in which to cause it. You trust in Hashem, and Hashem provides. Kama Shama Kosa, like the Torah says, the man, hoidiacha, the man, when the man came down, was to tell you, a person does not live on bread alone. There are other sources of man's ability to live besides bread. But everything that comes from the mouth of Hashem does man live, meaning that it is Hashem's word that makes a person live. The Baal Shem Tov to say that the bread does not give you the sustenance. There's a divinity, a koyach of Hashem in the bread, what we call calories or nutrients, but that's Hashem's power that gives us sustenance. causes to give parnasa is not lacking in Hashem. B'chol esav akamakim, at any time and in any place. So it may seem that there's no source of where you're going to get parnasa, and Hashem supplies it to a bal b'tachin. And now it's going to give a couple of examples where Hashem did that. Kashi Yadata, as you know, midvar Elio and Ma'irvim, Elio and the ravens. Elio Anavi was hiding from Achav, who wanted to kill him. And he supported himself by ravens, flew into the windows of Achav's kitchen every day, and brought food to Elio Hanavi. He may, on a side note, Rav Avigdor Miller used to point out often that Achav kept a kosher kitchen, even though he was introduced to Baal through his wife. So he was sort of fell into the Avodah Zarah, but he didn't forsake the practice of Jews keeping kosher and all of that. He had a kosher kitchen. Many people those days, to understand that the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah was extremely strong, but they also kept the mitzvahs. And Achav had a kosher kitchen. But the bottom line is Hashem supported him this way. Vim ish almana, case of a widow, didn't have any place to support herself. Elio gave her support by telling her a bracha that the jug of flour and the flask of oil was always full. Another occasion was b'ugas tzav mitzapachas amayim. There was a cake baked on coals and a pitcher of water that provided him food in the wilderness for 40 days. Udvar Ovadia Manaviyim, in the episode of Ovadia with the prophets in Achav, Ovadia hid 100 prophets from Izebel so that she should not kill them. Sha'amar, it says, V'achbi Manavi Hashem Meya Ish, I concealed, I hid 100 people of the prophets. Chamisha Chamisha Ishba Ma'araf, 50 men to each cave, V'achalkaleim Lechem Omayim, and I sustained them with bread and water. V'aymer, K'fim Rosh Ra'evu, young lions may temporarily feel poor and hungry, but v'darsh Hashem le'yachzer chotay, but those who seek Hashem will not lack any good. V'amay yiras Hashem k'daysha ki yamasa li'reya. Fear Hashem, your holy ones, for those who fear him will lack nothing. So this is the first idea. The Baal HaBetochen has more reason to feel confident and calm, more than an alchemist, because Hashem provides the parnasa by any means through someone who has betochen in Hashem. Hasheni, a second advantage. He has to perform the alchemist to turn metals into gold. Has to do procedures and operations. He cannot achieve the result without him. I guess it was believed that it was dangerous too. He may get killed by the odors and fumes of the chemicals that are used to transform these metals into gold. With uninterrupted work, it was very hard work. And toil day and night. So it wasn't a magical process, even in their belief. It was a drawn-out chemical procedure. That's what they believed in those days. So it took a lot of work. And sakana, but one who trusts in Hashem, is safe from these mishaps. And his mind is at ease, confident that he won't encounter problems. He trusts Hashem will give him parnasa without endangering his life. Whatever comes from him to him from Hashem will be with joy and gladness. And also everything he'll believe for his benefit, and he won't be unhappy or depressed. The sun's sustenance will come with a peace. Quiet with tranquility. In the grassy meadows, he caused me to lie down. And he led me through by tranquil waters. So David HaMelech was talking about the time that he was a shepherd, and he's speaking as if he were a flock of sheep, and he's following the shepherd blindly, trustingly. And Hashem will take care of a Baal B'tochen the same way, and it's not necessary for him to endanger his life to pursue his livelihood. So the Baal HaBetochen so far mentions two wonderful advantages. That number one is that it could come through any means whatsoever. You trust Hashem, he'll provide it for you. And number two, it'll come with a calmness. It'll come without worrying, without endangering your life, without excess toil. And we also talked in the beginning that it frees you from so many worries. So it is the type shaloi lishma balishma. It's worthwhile pursuing this work of bitachin that really benefits your life both in this world and in the next world. Bracha natzlacha.